Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. Daylilies are native to Japan, China, and other Asian countries, but have naturalized here, and you'll see those old orange ditch lilies on many backcountry roads. Yellows and oranges were the dominant colors until Dr. Arlo Stout of the New York Botanical Gardens began hybridizing work, and now flowers come in all colors except blue. By increasing the number of chromosomes in the plant, creating tetraploids, new cultivars have thicker and more substantial flower petals, and dramatic differences now exist in shape and color patterns. Daylilies are very easy to hybridize, and thousands of named cultivars exist. The American Hemerocallis Society has a registration process where new hybrids are entered into the system. You can even reserve a name for a daylily you hope to create, and maybe someone will breed a Making It Grow daylily. I'm guessing it will be in the category Unusual Form, just like my hats.